Thanks for clicking on the 14th episode of the Arizona Bees Podcast, brought to you by the Southern Arizona Beekeepers Association. It's a club for beekeepers in Pima, Cochise, and Santa Cruz counties. This is the State of the Hive, mid-April 2024. And with me is Will Fitz, the president of the club.
This is the time of year where things are moving really quickly. You know, we are about a month away from the start of honey production. So mesquite trees are now putting out leaves, but not quite producing catkins quite yet. By this time next month, there will probably be some catkins on mesquite trees and the mesquite flow will be started. And with how much rain we've had this year, there's a lot of pollen and a lot of nectar coming in right now. This is the best year in 3 or 4 years in terms of early spring resource production. So yeah, bees are swarming, and I think everybody that does bee removals is getting tons of calls for swarms and stuff. So it's really, we're having a very good spring bee season right now.
Fitz says you got to stay on top of those hives and give the bees plenty of room so they don't swarm.
Exactly. Yeah. So yeah, really trying to stay ahead of them this time of year because of how much pollen and how much nectar they're bringing in. They are filling up space really fast and getting that urge to swarm. So it's definitely a challenge right now, but it's a good problem. You know, having bees bringing in a bunch of nectar and pollen is a good problem to have for sure. Better than them starving because there's nothing blooming. So
Fitz said it's been a pretty mild spring so far.
We've had some pretty cool nights and very mild days, but that's about to change. We're about to get into the high 80s coming up here, and that will really start stimulating some hives to swarm more frequently. So yeah, when the weather turns, it really wakes the mesquite trees up, and it oftentimes really gets the bees swarming more as well. So yeah, I think within the next month, a lot of stuff will happen in beehives in our area. And so it's a good time to be on top of stuff if you can be. Yeah. Managing mites and stuff like that. A lot of hives are finishing their final doses of mite treatments right now. So there are other hives kind of behind. So some hives are just now getting mite treatments started, where others are finishing up. And so I've kind of got hives in different states right now. But yeah, that's the big deal. They're really drawing out comb and filling space. I know of people who could potentially extract honey in the next couple of weeks from their bees have brought in so much nectar already this year. It's not mesquite honey. It's, you know, wildflower honey or citrus or something. And so yeah, it's really a very productive spring so far.
That's Will Fitz, the president of the Southern Arizona Beekeepers Association. And remember, the Southern Arizona Beekeepers Association has monthly meetings the second Tuesday of every month at 6 p.m. For more information, go to southernazbeekeepers.org. Again, southernazbeekeepers.org.